We're excited to have our next guest on. It's been great, too, because we've been talking about Chase Claypool, Canadian local boy, obviously, and right now he's the runaway leader for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I think way too many Canadians are like, wow, it's amazing. Probably it's never happened before. But it has. Our next guest won the 1986 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year with the New Orleans Saints. He's a former Seattle Seahawk and University of Washington star as well. He is Saskatchewan's own Reuben Mays, and he joins us here on Sports and 650 Vancouver. How you doing, Reuben?
Good, Walker. I'm doing well.
Awesome to have you.
Oh, by the way, it's Washington State University now. University of Washington. Big difference.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
You said University of Washington.
Oh, man. Well, if you want to hang up now, I understand.
And Andrew was so excited to get you on, too. He's been so pumped about this. He's been promoting
it. And I blew it.
He's the most underappreciated Canadian athlete of all time. And then he blows it.
And he will remain underappreciated, apparently. My first job coming out of broadcast school, Reuben, in 2002 was in North Battleford, Saskatchewan, and that's where I got to know all about Reuben Mays and doing some PA for the North Battleford Comprehensive High School football team as well.
Oh my God, yeah. That brings back good memories.
so it's a small world. So I mean, we want to get into your career, but you watching what Chase Claypool is doing, what does that mean for Canadian football and your memories?
Well, obviously, I had a chance to see a couple of his games this year, Pittsburgh and him, the great game he had a couple weeks ago, and then last week, scoring a touchdown on an end around, and it looks like he's getting some confidence and making some plays. You know, as a second round draft pick, that's the expectation. You know, first three rounds, you're expected to deliver, and that really made me proud to know that, you know, someone from Canada who's gone to either a Power Five school or a big program like Notre Dame and gets the opportunity. It's so hard to move from high school to college to the pros and make the adjustment. So, you know, he's a good example of his determination, and it's great to see and hope there's going to be more.
Does it make you think about your journey at times? Because for Canadian football players who are born in Canada, sometimes it can be harder to kind of garner that attention. You have to be really, really good to catch somebody's attention. And I mean, you know, your history, it's obvious and how good you were in North Battleford and how that grew. But how was that journey for you as a Canadian football player trying to break through and then getting that opportunity down south?
It's hard. 1% of high school players get to college Division I, and then 1% ever even play in the NFL. So you think about the 38 million people living in Canada versus 300 million in the United States. And then, you know, it just gets very difficult. So you really have to have some, I think speed is one thing for sure, and talent, but and the physical size, depending on what position. And obviously, Chase has 6'4" and having that speed and staying healthy. And so you're going through that system. A lot of times players get injured, and he's been fortunate to stay healthy and get to the next level. So, it's very, 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 very difficult if you're born in Canada, not having that exposure in high school. I was fortunate because we ran the ball, even though it was three downs and Don Hodgins, we had a running game and big linemen, well-trained with lots of coaches. And so, and we played against some really good competition, in Edmonton and Saskatoon. And so that really helped to, provide better, better competition for me to get better as a high school player and then have a chance to go to the States. Also, being a world-class track athlete in high school really helped. I had the speed, and I was 4.43, high 4.2s in terms of coming out of high school in North Battleford.
When did the NFL thing really seriously get on your radar? And obviously, playing high school football in Saskatchewan, probably a lot of people were talking about the CFL or the Riders, and then you superseded that.
Well, first of all, I met with the commissioner of the CFL, and trying to talk me into going into the draft and being a number one pick. And I, from the very beginning, I've always, and still today, I always want to go to the top. I want to see how good I can do. And so, I realized my junior year, after breaking the NCAA rushing record, that I had an opportunity to play at the next level, and began to get, you know, inquiries from the NFL senior year, doing visits and ranked, you know, you're ranked in college where you are from the time you're a junior back when I played. So I was a top five running back in the NFL, coming out into the draft. And, they told me I could go in the first round depending on the team and the fit. So, but really it was the 1984 and breaking the NCAA record against Oregon that really kind of propelled me into, the next level.
So obviously, you know, media has changed and social media and access to games and everything like this. And I don't know how many, you know, people in Saskatchewan or Canada were watching New Orleans Saints games, but in 1986 in the rookie season that you had, what do you remember about the media coverage specifically here in Canada? Were you inundated? Did you feel like your country even noticed? Like how was it?
Yeah, that was interesting. It was only really from my mom and my dad, but you know, a lot of folks in Saskatchewan were following me. But I think there's such a loyalty to the CFL in these, you know, in the communities where the teams are located, that I was such an anonymity in terms of what I did in the NFL. Really, my hometown, you know, I didn't have the access to social media and see what people were saying, and having, you know, doing all the media in the NFL with CBS and NBC and ABC Monday Night Football games and press conferences prior to games, I really wasn't on my mind. I was a starter, and we were playing against the Cowboys and had to get ready for that. So I didn't have a lot of time as a rookie when you're a starter and you're I was the key guy. We didn't have a very good passing game. So it was, I was pretty focused and didn't have the easy access to that information. But in talking, like I said, talking to my parents and friends back in my hometown, you know, there was obviously a following, and also in the state of Washington, where I went to college at Washington State University, there was a following there. But yeah, today there's just so much more media and so much more information out there, and people can respond to that, and you could see that. But I didn't have that back then.
Ruben Mades is our guest, former NFLer, Canadian football player. And we look at how much the league has changed, right? And you were playing in the NFL in the 80s and through the 90s, I finished your career with the Seattle Seahawks. And you look at what the NFL was back then and what it is today, how different, I mean, I know you're not as, you know, deeply entrenched into what's going on in headquarters on NFL teams today, but just from the outside, looking at what it looks like today compared to what it was like when you were playing, how big of a difference do you see?
Well, physically, no difference. I was, you know, 6'6", 6'1", 205, 210. And so I had the size and the speed. The one thing I didn't have was the understanding of the passing game. I ran the ball in high school, college, and in the pros. And, you know, catching the ball was secondary. The elite running backs today, the ones that are durable and the ones that are really part of a passing offense, they're the ones that really excel, and they, you know, are actually receivers in some of the packages. And for me, it was a swing pass or a screen. Every once in a while, it was a swing route down the sidelines. And I caught passes and all of that, but not to this extent today where it's really part of the passing game. And there's a running game, and where before it was, you're a running back that, you know, caught passes. And so during my time, you know, there was Thurman Thomas, guys that were just at the very beginning of that transition to a different type of offense in the NFL. And so a lot of your successful teams now, that's what a running back needs to be successful. and because of the change.
The elite window is so small for running backs. It was then, and it is now. Who do you like? Who do you like watching right now in the NFL, Ruben?
As far as running backs,
yeah.
Wow.
Or is there a guy that reminds you of you a little bit?
Yeah, running back for the Cowboys. You know, he reminds me of a little bit. Let me see. That's a good question. You caught me off guard with that one. I follow the Seahawks, you know, and the Saints.
Yeah.
But not a particular running back.
Ezekiel Elliott with the Cowboys.
Yeah, because you know he's got speed now. He's a heavier than I was, but he's a physical runner, and he's got really good. Sideways speed or ability to switch, you know, switch positions when he's running the ball and go just as fast. And he catches the ball, but he's not a receiver in the offense. He's more of an outlet. Mm-hmm. And that was more my style. And so I think he would be the one that I would say I like to watch him play because he's tough too. And he's doing well, even though the Cowboys aren't doing very good right now.
I was going through going through a couple of your rookie year and 87. You made the Pro Bowl again, the Saints rosters, and I chuckled because you played with Morton Anderson, and you were 24,
yes.
and he was 27, and I laughed because I can't ever picture Morton Anderson being 27. I just picture him
funny.
As like a 50-year-old.
He's a good friend, actually. Yeah. Morton, he was, man, talk about an interesting individual. Came, went to Michigan State from Denmark as a transfer student, international exchange student. Began kicking the ball, began kicking for Michigan State, and then, you know, got drafted and played for over 20 years and just was a clutch guy. Off the field, man, just a great individual, easygoing. I went on a couple of cruises with him called Cruise with the Saints, and we hung out, you know, my wife, and he had a girlfriend and some other players, and just a really great individual and some really funny stories on these cruises that we took in the Caribbean.
And Ruben, I know after football, you've been very active too. And I was reading some of the stuff that you've done in the past. You've been helping out with at-risk youth, educating them, and you've been working at Pullman Regional Hospital as well. So what are you up to right now? And what does your day-to-day look, Ruben?
Yeah. So for about 26 years, I've been in philanthropy leadership. So I've worked for 10 years, running, as a development director at a executive level at universities, and then I switched to healthcare. I ran the fundraising for Peace Health for a number of years. It's the most innovative hospital in the world, actually, down in Springfield, Oregon. And then I had the opportunity to come back to my place where I played football at WSU for Pullman Regional Hospital. It's a small hospital, but they are one of the most innovative hospitals in the country in terms of providing subspecialty services. And I kind of just fell into fundraising, and I just realized this is what I love to do. And I've secured hundreds of millions of dollars for people, programs, and equipment. So my daily routine, I lead a group, on annual giving and major gifts and grants, and working them on the leadership team of the hospital. And right now, dealing with COVID-19 and the impact of that on our staff and on patients, but also trying to raise money, millions of dollars for a residency program. We'd be one of only three in the entire country, as well as for athletic training program and for equipment. So I absolutely love what I do in leadership and working with so many generous individuals that really want to express themselves through philanthropy. And so I've really been blessed to have a second career in this field. And like I said, been doing it for 27 years.
Well, keep up the great work, Ruben, and we really appreciate the time. It's been great catching up. I will go off the air in commercial and 40 lashes for saying you were a Husky. I apologize.
No worries. Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it talking with you guys today.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Thanks, Ruben. Take care.
Thanks a lot.